The Ark's Anniversary by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. A word in advance. I do not think it possible for many people at the age of 6 to be able to predict their future with any accuracy. However, at that age, I felt confident enough to inform my mother that I intended to have my own zoo, and moreover, I added magnanimously, I would give her a cottage in the grounds to live in. If my mother had been an American parent, she would probably have rushed me to the nearest psychiatrist. However, being fairly phlegmatic, she merely said she thought it would be lovely, and promptly forgot all about it. She should have been warned, since from the age of 2, I'd been filling matchboxes and my pockets with a wide variety of the smaller fauna that came my way, so the progress from a matchbox to a zoo could have been predicted. It is nice to record, though, that before she died, I had fulfilled my promise and taken her to live in my zoo, not in a cottage, but in a manor house. Looking out of the window of my first-floor flat in Les Orgues de Manor is an unpredictable operation and would give any psychiatrist pause for thought. From the living room windows, for example, you are suddenly transfixed, while in the middle of pouring out a refill of pink gin for your guest, by the sight of the Przewalski horses running their variation of the derby around their paddock, and you watch them breathless, wondering which muscular, pinky-brown animal is going to win. Meanwhile, with no explanation for your sudden inhospitable immobility, your guest is left, as it were, unquenched. In the dining room, worse befalls. Your carving is brought to a halt in mid-joint, because you've let your gaze stray out of the window and have caught sight of the crowned cranes doing their courtship dance. Their lanky legs are thrown out at the most unanatomical angles as they pirouette around like bedraggled, failed ballet dancers, leaping high in the air.